Open enrollment for healthcare plans is now underway. And Protect Our Care California says Republicans in Congress are nearing what they call a point of no return in their efforts to end Affordable Care Act subsidies, an issue at the center of the current government shutdown. For more, we spoke with the organization's California director, Matt Herdman.
Hi, I'm Matt Herdman. I work with Protect Our Care California as the state director. We're an organization that's fighting for better quality, more affordable health care. So right now, that looks like the fight over the ACA tax credits, where every single Democrat in Congress believes that we should extend the tax credits so that health insurance premiums don't spike up.
Can you quantify the increase?
Yeah, so premiums are increasing by around 10%, but without the subsidies, a lot of families are going to see increases as high as 97%, folks who don't or who lose those tax credits. And so we want to make sure that the ACA tax credits get extended.
Do you believe that Republicans are the main obstacle to progress on healthcare at this point?
Some Republicans, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, are actually on board with that, which is kind of surprising. But the California Republicans, folks like David Valadao, Young Kim, Daryl Issa, Ken Calvert, have been really staunchly opposed to extending them. And that's kind of the fight that's going on right now. And the reason we think it's so important is because health insurance is one of the most expensive line items on everyone's budget, right? And increasing by 97%, that's doubling the price year over year. That's just unaffordable for most families. Imagine paying $1,000 a month, and then suddenly it's $2,000 a month starting in January. I don't know many families that can just budget in an extra $1,000 every single month, month after month, $12,000 a year, just because Republicans in Congress refuse to extend the ACA tax credits. That's just unaffordable for most California families.
We have heard Speaker Mike Johnson say they'll have the healthcare subsidies discussion once the government reopens. If that's the case, do you still support Democrats holding firm through the shutdown? Or do you trust Republicans will actually come to the table afterward?
Yeah, we're really happy to see Democrats holding the line strong in defense of the ACA tax credits. I think now is the time to fight for them. Open enrollment just started, 3 days ago. So there are people who are already buying plans right now, which means that, this isn't a fight that you can kick the can down the road, handle in 2 or 3 months. Open enrollment ends at the end of the year in California this year. People are already buying this. There is an urgency to it. And sort of the Republican plan of like, we'll deal with this later is not a serious plan, right? They've been saying that for ages. Donald Trump famously said, I've got a plan to replace the ACA. It's going to be great. And I'll just tell you what it is in a couple of weeks. And then he did that again and again and again. And the only plans they ever came up with were ones that would have kicked 20 million people off of their health insurance, which was obviously unpopular. When they say, don't worry, we'll deal with it later, historically, that has never gone well for folks. So I'm glad that every Democrat is fighting to extend the ACA tax credits right now, because there is an urgency. People are already buying insurance for next year.
Protect Our Care is saying that our country is reaching a, quote, point of no return when it relates to affordable health care. Can you elaborate on what that means?
On some level, the increase in health care costs comes a little bit from the uncertainty, right? Health insurance companies have to set their premium prices. And part of the increase that we saw is because they knew these subsidies were likely going away because Republicans didn't plan to extend them. So they know that some people are going to choose to go without insurance. And that means that you have people who are generally healthy leaving the risk pool, which is sort of a technical way to think about it. But when you have healthy folks who aren't getting insurance anymore, the average cost to provide insurance goes up. And so what that means is that they have to budget for likely higher expenses. So they end up increasing costs. So part of this, Republicans saying that they weren't going to extend the ACA tax credits has already sort of irreparably increased health insurance premiums. And the extending the subsidies, though, is the best way to make sure that the worst of the increases don't happen.
For people signing up during open enrollment right now, what happens if someone buys a plan before any changes are made to the Affordable Care Act? And is there a gray area for consumers? And if so, what does the future look like?
So there is a little bit of uncertainty over if the tax credits are brought back, what form it would look like. We're in an unusual situation where open enrollment is happening now without the tax credits, but we're trying to fight to bring them back. So it depends what legislation is passed out of Congress, what that would look like for consumers. So it's a little bit tough to answer that. But one thing that folks can do is you can go to Covered California, which is the website where folks can purchase their insurance on the open market if you don't get insurance through your work. And there you can see what plans exist and what they cost. And you can also look back and see what a similar plan would cost last year to see whether or not you're going to be affected by those large premium spikes that Republicans have caused.
Any final thoughts for our listeners, especially those unsure what this all means for their healthcare coverage?
Folks should reach out to their members of Congress, especially Republicans like Ken Calvert, David Valadao, Darrell Issa, Young Kim. These folks represent districts that are uniquely affected by some of the healthcare cuts that Republicans have passed. Right? David Valadao and Ken Calvert, their districts have some of the highest uses of Medicaid, but they still pass drastic Medicaid cuts. Young Kim's district has a large number of folks that receive ACA tax credits, and she's not extending them. So reach out to your member of Congress and tell them how important it is for them to fight for more affordable healthcare for California.
California Director of Protect Our Care, Matt Herdman, thank you for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you, Lauren.